keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Took another girl to stroll, showed her how to move her shoes. Did so much of strolling that she almost threw a fuse. And dance, 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 yeah, 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 yeah.
And the engine nearly blew her top.
Took another girl to stroll, showed her how to move her shoes. Did so much of strolling that she almost threw a fuse. And dance, 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 yeah, dance, 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 yeah.
We got the message right there. We're going to dance, dance, dance tonight on the October 16th, 2014 edition of the Big Beat Show right here on WRSU-FM New Brunswick. I'm Lou Rollo, your regular host here, and we just open up with the Cavaliers, actually Scott Stevens and the Cavaliers on Apt Records from 1958 with Dance, Dance, Dance. I got some fairly unusual things for you tonight. One thing all the way back to 1950, and hope you enjoy everything. And this opening set, there's going to be three women who are going to knock your socks off. We're going to start off with, well, we're going to hear Carmen Taylor, Anastine Allen, and Marie Adams in this set. And we'll start right now with Carmen Taylor, backed up by the Boleros, who were really the Q's, on Atlantic Records from 1954. You ready for this? This is called Ooh I.
Oh, 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 oh. Mm-hmm.
How about that? There you go. Marie Adams, an uncredited group on Capitol Records from 1958. Marie Adams was one of the singers in the Johnny Otis's troupe. You know, he produced this record, and the background could have been any number of people in the Johnny Otis gang of singers there. But whoever they were, they did a nice job backing up Marie Adams on a song. Listen to the title of this. The whole title on the record is "What Do You Want to Make Eyes at Me For?" on Capitol Records. And just before that, Anastine Allen, backed up by the uncredited Q's, who backed up hundreds of people in the New York area. Anastine Allen on Capitol Records, also 1955, and that was a great song called "Fujiyama Mama." Carmen Taylor, backed up by the Boleros, it says on the record, but guess what? That was the Q's also. Don't tell anybody, but the Boleros are the Q's. Atlantic Records for that one, 1954, right here on the Big Beat Show, and it's just about time to go to the next record. What do you think? On a 45 RPM, this one was recorded October 23rd, 1956, and issued on the Groove label in November of that year. Here are the Nightcaps, and "Let Me Know Tonight."
So hard to realize our love is through. As long as I know you're mine alone, I'm happy just to be a part of this wide world. For my speech is slow, yes, I love you so. If I'm right, let me know tonight. As long as I know you're mine alone, I'm happy just to be a part of this wide world. For my speech is slow, yes, I love you so. If I'm right, let me know tonight. If I'm right, let me know.
To break my heart,
so darling, understand.
nice slow jam for you. We heard the Nightcaps on Groove from November 56. Let Me Know Tonight and Right Now, 1961, on the Fernwood label, Fernwood. Group was called The Lyrics, and Let's Be Sweetheart. Again, I played that because I didn't want you to forget the lyrics, you know. And let's see, now we're going to go to the Penguins with their, you know, they had a huge hit called Earth Angel. That doesn't get played here because it was a major hit. But they had a lot of other great records, too. And this one never actually came out on a 45. It was on an album, an LP called The Cool Cool Penguins. And it came out on a 7-inch EP, which means extended play 45. And that's from which I will play it tonight. 1960. Here are the Penguins and Do Not Pretend.
Do not pretend. Do not pretend that you love me. Stop pretending you care. Do not pretend. It's so hard to bear. You know that you have hurt me in so many, many, many ways. Do not pretend. It's so hard to bear. Love is a hurting game. My heart feels the pain. Please won't you try it too. That you love me. Stop pretending you care. Do not pretend.
Way out in California where they grow so big and round. the grave.
Yeah.
Fell on my knees, ooh, take a rose from the bridge just to see me there.
Yeah,
Tito Rivera, and I sang with the Four Sevilles, and I sang with the Five Gents, and I sang with the Heart Spinners, and I also sang with a group called the Stereos back in 1960.
Tempo stuff on the show tonight, huh? Maybe not the whole show, but that part of it was. So what we just heard in that last set, Do Not Pretend by the Penguins, a really nice record by them on Dutoe, actually, not Dutone. That's a long story as to why that changed. Not a long story, but anyway, 1960 that was. Then after that, the Sultans from Omaha, Nebraska. That's where that group was from. Jubilee Records, April 1954. As a matter of fact, Wynonie Harris's son was in that group, the Sultans. You know, yeah. All right, I'll leave it at that. Lemon Squeeze and Daddy by the Sultans on Jubilee, as I said, April 51. And just now, the Heart Spinners out of New York, and we heard Tito Rivera, who sang with that group on the Extra label, 1957, and they gave us I've Searched.
Goodbye.
If I had known,
if I had known. on the warpath all the time.
She goes to sleep with the fist ball up and the left eye open.
I've got a mean and evil woman. She's on the warpath all the time.
She goes to sleep with the fist ball up and the left eye open.
She keeps an eye out for trouble. Trouble's always on her mind. Yes, sometimes she wake up screaming right in the middle of the night.
That pain will get you. Don't let them catch you.
Sometimes she wake up screaming way in the middle of the night.
That pain will get you. Don't let them catch you.
She ain't screaming for my loving. No, she wants to start a fight. She's got two dispositions. Yes, and both of them are bad.
There ain't no hope for my baby.
Well, she's got two dispositions. Both of them are bad.
Because she sure ain't no lady.
She's about the meanest woman anybody ever had.
Yes, you better watch that woman.
When we walk down the street, she's stopping as a mule. Every time I turn my head, she says I'm playing her for a fool. But I'm going to Reno, get foot loose and fancy free.
There ain't no hope for that woman,
cause I ain't gonna let no woman make no dead duck out of me.
Oh, you gotta love it. An amazing, amazing song there by a group called The Naturals. Come out on Columbia Records, mostly a pop record label, but not always, and there's an example. April 1950, The Naturals and Warpath Blues. And just before that, The Hearts out of New York City. Oh, yeah. I think it's their best thing, by the way. They made a lot of records I really like. I favor that one most. J&S Records from 1958, and that was called If I Had Known. I'm going to move on and go to something up-tempo again, because I know your blood is still boiling a little bit from the opening set. And we're going to go to the Enrica label. You ready for this? On Enrica. And Freddie Scott and the Symphonics. That's a high-class name, huh? The Symphonics. Here's Freddie Scott and the Symphonics, August 1959. And let's listen to Come On, Honey, Let's Dance.
Come on, honey, and join the ball. You hear the joint jumping, and then you Well, now,
yeah.
We're a love, lovely pair. No more troubles, no despair. We're a love, lovely pair. I sometimes wonder how did we meet on some lonely street. We're a love, lovely pair. You're so sweet, no, you can't be beat. A love like yours is really or real. Well, I die without you, darling. That's no lie. Never, 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 never say.
This is Grady Chapman of the Robins. My nights don't seem so endless. My days don't seem so bare. I'm walking on a cloud, and there's music in the air. Tune into the Big Beat, and you can hear all the songs. This one and a lot more. Thank you very much.
Got me hoping and praying, it's so full of pain. My eyes are red from crying, I'm about, oh, insane. My heart is suffering, and I'm going.
Going down slow.
My-
Yeah, from a virtually mint 45 promo, the Robins right there with the great Grady Chapman singing lead. Just an amazing lead singer. An amazing group, the Robins. 1953, their first of five that they issued on RCA. That was called My Heart's the Biggest Fool. The True Loves on Premium Records up from New Jersey here. February 1957, A Love Like Yours, we heard, and it was Freddie Scott and the Symphonics. Enrica Records from August of 59, and Come On Honey, Let's Dance. Now we're going to slow it down a little more. We've been doing that. A really classic group called the Delta Rhythm Boys. They've been singing since, the 40s, actually. And this is one of them, a kind of a rare album on the Elektra label from about, I'm guessing, 1960 or 61. And by the way, it's out on a CD, too, but the sound is just all polished up, and it's all metallic, and it's not very good. But on vinyl, it sounds really great. And we're going to hear the Delta Rhythm Boys right now from the original LP. And this is Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered.
just you and me. There is no heartache, no teardrop shed. Believe me, darling, we will be wed. There is no sorrow.
Just an amazing recording there by the Native Boys out of California on the Combo Records label from March 1956, Valley of Lovers. We played Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered at the top of that set with Carl Jones leading the great, great Delta Rhythm Boys. Came out on an Elektra LP, which I think the Doors were on that label later. This is 1960, I'm guessing, maybe 1961, maybe 62, I don't know. In the middle, something really odd by Bonnie Davis. Now, she's from Newark, and she sang a lot of records in the mid-50s, I guess, early 50s, with on Melmar with the Piccadilly Pipers. And this one is on a label called Toontone. It's a white promo I have, but it's 166 West 48th Street, New York, 36, New York. Looks like a New York record. Could be like on Rama or something like that, the lettering, but it's I couldn't find anything about it. Tune, tone, two words. And it's Bonnie Davis, and the arrangements are by two people named Varon and Moorman. Now, Clem Moorman was in the Piccadilly Pipers. He was played piano, I believe. And together they were Melba Moore's parents. The other side of this is a remake of something that she did alone with no credit to the group, but it was the Piccadilly Pipers on Melmar in 1954. If You Only Knew, but I gave you Take a Number from 1 to 10 by Bonnie Davis. And I just got a guess from looking at the label, 1959, or maybe 1960. Let's go to Chicago for this one. Sally McElroy leading the Nobles on Stacy Records from 1961. Here they are with Serenade.
This is my Serenade. Nothing is heard.
How about that one on Decca Records from 1965? Bunny Sigler, uncredited group, huh? Decca Records, comparatively speaking. And it was the Nobles on Stacy from 1961 with Sally McElroy leading, and that was called Serenade. Got time for just one more. Richard Skelly's here with the Low Budget Blues Show. We're going to finish up with something on the Mama label from 1962. Great, great song. We're going to hear Ike Perry and the Lyrics. And in my letter to you. Thanks very much for listening. May harmony be with you. Good night. Here are Ike Perry and the Lyrics.
To you, darling, the things I wrote were true. They came from my heart, and you know that, so. Yes, our love will last for eternity, darling. That's what I wrote. Yes, that's what I wrote in my letter to you.